It's rush hour at the Embarcadero station in San Francisco, and tired commuters are heading home. Some of them are heading south, others are heading east, but nobody is going north because BART doesn't go to Marin. Originally, it was supposed to. Back in the early 1960s, when the BART system was designed, Marin County was part of the plan, says Michael Healy. He was former head of media at BART.
It was a five-county district initially set out by the state legislature when they created BART.
Healy tells me the district included San Mateo, Contra Costa, Alameda, San Francisco, and Marin. But San Mateo opted out of the project. And when they did, Marin was asked to go. He explains that there are two reasons why Marin was excluded from BART: engineering and cost. The original vision for BART called for two very expensive feats of engineering: an underwater transbay tube connecting San Francisco to Oakland, the one we use today, and a train that traveled on a lower deck of the Golden Gate Bridge connecting San Francisco to Marin.
The bridge was not structurally sound enough to carry a train on a second deck.
And it would have been really expensive to build. Marin in the 60s was very different from Marin today. It was a rural county of small towns and farmers that couldn't support the cost of getting BART to the North Bay. So the BART planners requested that Marin drop out of the project.
I don't think you'd have a BART today had they not done that.
For now, if you want to take public transit from San Francisco to Marin, there's always the ferry.
So ferry.
In San Francisco, I'm Zaina Nasser.
And always take me there, the place I love.